T-minus 18. Ford McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. "Can you give us a few minutes?" Dan asked, not yet pleading, but quite prepared to if Leisha insisted upon leaving for New York and New Kerguelen as immediately as he wished to.
"I will bring the others to the table room first," Leisha replied, kindly granting Dan's request. "And then I will return for you."
"Godfrey and Ding?" Leisha nodded and removed the cable. Dan grimaced and exhaled sharply, but the pain was nothing compared to when the cable had gone in, or indeed the last time it had come out a lot less gently. He explained to the others that Leisha would be back soon and that he and Billy would be leaving, which drew a hesitant expression on Henry's face and a tremendously conflicted one on Emma's. Leisha then raised his right hand and waved slowly at Clark, Tara, and Emma. The others, as far as he was concerned, were apparently strangers and spectators.
"Wait,"
Tara said, lurching towards him and grabbing one end of the cable.
"Please,"
she added, gesturing to her own neck to help him understand. Leisha looked at Dan, who shook his head and ruled it out. "If you want to ask something, I'll connect again."
"Clark, help me out," Tara pleaded. "It's important. Just because I'm not going doesn't mean I can't talk to him. And Dan, don't forget who actually talked those squadron assholes into retreating from Havana last year. But I didn't talk to anyone when I found out about the comet, or when I found out about your powers, and I didn't talk about anything when Jack took me last year. I've never let any of you down, and you still don't see me as—"
"Dan, tell him," Emma interrupted. "She's right." Clark put a supportive arm around Tara's shoulder as she wiped several tears from her eyes.
"Thanks,"
she said to him, and then again to Emma, before holding the cable to her neck once more. "I just don't want you to get hurt for no reason," Dan explained, desperate to let Tara know that he wasn't trying to cut her out. "I invited you to New York and New Kerguelen, remember? I could have asked him whatever you want to know. That's all. And the cable has my blood on it."
"Dan, it's a fucking alien cable,"
she whispered, very uncharacteristic in her choice of language, but still having the wisdom to keep it from Piper's ears.
"We don't know what it's made of or what the hell it even is, so the last thing I care about right now is catching your cooties."
"At least let me wipe it," Dan compromised with a slight grin at Tara's closing remark. He took the cable and cleaned it with his sleeve as much as he could in the few seconds before Tara took it back. A few more seconds later, she was communicating with Leisha after shaking off the momentary but sharp pain of the initial connection.
"Good luck with everything," she said, speaking out loud as Dan had.
There was then a fairly long silence, perhaps of 15 seconds, after which Tara appeared satisfied, as indicated by the small smile she sported when Leisha stepped forward to remove the cable.
"And thank you."
With that done, Leisha waved again, ready to depart. "What did he say?" Dan inquired. Tara waved back at Leisha and smiled.
"He'll be back soon,"
she said, convincing Dan that she was directly answering his question, but leaving the more Tara-experienced Emma in some doubt. An all-encompassing flash filled the room a split second later, lasting barely a single heartbeat. And just like that, the alien was gone.
"Say, Phil,"
Tara said, turning to the room's silent corner.
"You don't happen to have any of those Greater X things handy, do you?"